quem é que a sus pensei? Hell, who is that? Well, it's your boy. Your boy. Hey, who that? Your boy. Your boy. One more time. Your boy. Boy. Man. What it is? What it is? Yeah, doing out there. Back at it one more time, man. Man, back at it again. God is good, man. Sorry for those listeners who are listening and know that it's kind of like a gap in between the last time I did a session. You know, just kind of like a transition phase, I guess you could say. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to find a clear-cut location where I could really wild up and continue these sessions. And I think the Lord has blessed me with one. You know what I'm saying? So, truly appreciate that. And, shit, without further ado, man, I ain't really, you know, I ain't want for much talking, you know what I'm saying, out the way, you know, let's go, shit, get to this wild and shit, you feel? Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be here today. Forgive me for all my sins. Continue to cover and keep me with your blood and angels. And actually help me bring this wild presentation, Lord, to help people understand you more, to pick up that Bible a little bit more, let the storyline and the way that I bring it, Lord, let it be clear and, you know, just all in glorification of you, Lord. You know, it's been a minute, Lord. I ask you to guide me, you know, because it's been a minute, but, you know, can't give up. I got to keep doing what I feel like is in my heart to do for you. Anything I forgot, Lord, help me out. Ask these and more blessings, your son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right, then. What chapter are we at, child? 47? 47. Okay. 47, interesting. Alright. 47 has, it's the pickup from 46, you feel me? In 46, the brothers, sorry, I'm looking for my life. You know what I'm saying? The brothers are, he going to get some brothers and they're going to meet the king. So they can, you know what I'm saying, try to get them over in Goshen because that's where they can do their shepherding. But they can't call it shepherding. They got to call it herding, you know what I'm saying? Because the king, you know, it's kind of like a thing with shepherds and shit, you know? So they got to say they're herders. So trying to get them over at Goshen because Goshen is like the good part, you know what I'm saying? Hold on one sec. Gotta start this thing off right, but y'all bear with me one second because I gotta find this motherfucker. Okay, I'm sorry about that, child. We back, man. You know, gotta, you know, get back into the swing things a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? So, chapter 47 picks up from where he had told him, you know what I'm saying, that he's gonna meet the king. So, he's going to get five brothers. All right. All right, you're going to get five brothers. And let's, you know, I got to have fun with shit, you feel me? So let's just say, all right, we're going to pick the brothers. I think off real, off rip, off RIP, he gonna get Benjamin. Benjamin is gonna be the first one off rip. I already know this shit. Much as he wanted to see that motherfucker, oh, I know Benjamin is going with him to go see Kenny. Okay. So let's just say Ruben, because Ruben the oldest, he going to be hollering about he got to be the gold because he the oldest and shit. And he technically didn't sell him. And, you know, he got to, you know, he got to try to get in this shit. You know what I'm saying? So let's say him and Judah kind of made a bond. So Judah go. So that's three. And let's just say he take, like, just somebody just, he don't take, like, the normal. He take, like, Dan, one of the, you know what I'm saying? The handmaid sons, Dan. He take Dan, and he finna get ready to go. Okay, that's four. But one brother said, hell nah, I'm going. If I ain't going, hey, bro. Man, y'all need about to make me mad. I had it did blood. Hey, I better go. Nigga, I got locked up for all y'all motherfucking asses. So Simeon said he gotta go. Simeon going. So it was going to be four, but Simeon said he got to go because he got locked up and he going to get locked up for real if y'all don't let him motherfucking go. So Simeon going. Okay. So them five brothers. So he take them five brothers and they go see the king. Okay. So they walk him in and see the king. You know what I'm saying? Joseph introduce him and Joseph be like, hey, king, here go my brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? I had brought them. You know, they came in, they just made it in from Canaan and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And we just wanted to introduce them and everything. King, like, hey, y'all, how y'all doing, man? Y'all smoke? You know what I'm saying? Hey, I got blunts already rolled up, man. Just go get you one and fire that motherfucker up, man. All right. Know what you were saying, Joe?
Yeah.
Thank you, King. All right. Yeah. So, like I was saying, that was all. They was going to introduce themselves, let you know what they do. You know what I'm saying? And I was going to let them do their part for me, you know what I'm saying? So let's just say, you know, the talker is Judah. You know what I'm saying? So he come up, hey, King, how you doing? Appreciate the blunts, man. These hoes is, man, you got some good weed over here, King. Like, you know, gotta smoke the best, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially in times like these, man, you know. But God is good, man. We still making it through and we able to provide. For us, not just us, but for Canaan too, you know what I'm saying? And that's only by God, man. And, you know, I just want to let you know that your brother, Joseph, man, I really appreciate him, man. Like, I really, that's my dog, man. Like, I fucks with Joseph, dog. Like, really. Like, when he gonna do stuff, I don't even ask what he gonna do. I just let him go do what he does, because I know that me and him, we like that, though. He know what I want. He know, you know what I'm saying, how far to go and shit, man. He don't never cross that boundary, cuz. That's why y'all got it like that, cuz. Y'all ain't just going over the motherfucking Goshen, cuz. I'm gonna make sure all the niggas over there at Ramesses, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Ramesses, that shit, nigga. I'm telling you, man. I'm making sure that y'all niggas gonna be in the best of the best, man. Don't worry about all this extra shit that's going on around you, cuz. Cuz it's gonna be a little stressful, cuz it's gonna be niggas from all over Asia. Tripping this shit because it's rough out there. But nigga, y'all good, okay? Y'all motherfuckers good. Know what you were saying now? Oh, yeah, I was just saying thank you for that, first and foremost, King, because that is so much love, like, for real. We passed by Ramesses, and we saw some hoes out there. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to talk about that later. You know what I'm saying? But we was going to let you know that we was we was herdsmen, you know what I'm saying? And we, you know, we do the herding thing like that, that we've been doing it for years. Like, it's like a family thing. Like, man, we nice with it. Like, we even got, like, herding Olympics in this bitch, man. We super nice with it. Oh, where are y'all that nice with it? Hey, yeah, King, man, like, for real, we do our thing, man, with this shit. That's what it is. That's what it, hey. Tell them ones we be doing, we making them do the flips and trick. I seen some of them do the flips when y'all came in. I seen that shit from when I looked up at from the palace and I seen y'all coming in. Y'all had some sheep like flipping and shit. Like, I ain't never seen no sheep flip. That's crazy. So if y'all can get some of them who get the Olympic shit, get them to be some of my herding too. Yeah, herd my shit. Because when we do like little palace, you know, events and shit. I can bring my sheep out, and my herd, you know, my camels. You know, you fuck with camels. We got a lot of them hoes. If you can do some shit with camels too, that shit'll work too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, hey, tell them to do that. We got them. We over at Ramesses, and y'all know niggas gonna be straight, cuz, nigga, we smoke good every day. Eat good, you know what I'm saying? Every day, cuz. We gonna be over there, man. That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate that, King. Hey, man, you one of the coolest motherfucking kings I ever came across. Man. No bullshit. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate it. Hey, later on, like I say, man, all y'all single men, y'all wanna come out to the palace, man. I got some concubine for y'all. Hey, it's cool. Everybody. I'm just playing. I know y'all love God. I know y'all love God. I just play. So, you know, they chopped it up with the king, you know. King told him about going over the Ramesses and shit. And so they left out. And Joseph brought Pop in. He brought Jacob in. And Jacob and the king chopped it up for a while. You know what I'm saying? King was like, hey, how you doing? Hey, my man, how you doing? I can't complain, King. King, like, you smoke? Jacob was like, bro, I got, like, too many damn keys. If I didn't smoke, cuz, I'd be done killed one of them motherfuckers. Yeah, I smoke. You got something to smoke in here? Oh, you got the fat boys in here. Wait a minute. Oh yeah, King. Okay, King. I got you. You okay? This is what we got. Okay, this is the primo. Okay, what's going on with you, King? How you living, man? I'm cool, man. How you living? As a matter of fact, how old are you, my guy? And he was like, man, believe this or not, I'm 130. You don't look it, but bullshit. All these gray hair in my head, boy, you ain't got a lot of me. You ain't got a lot of me. Man, my years have been like few. I ain't even been that old for real. Not like my granddaddy or my daddy or his daddy or his daddy or his daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me tell you a little story. Okay. My daddy, man, you know how old he had to be? 180 years old. That's right. I ain't gonna live that long. I know for a fact. I ain't gonna make it that damn far. Okay. My granddaddy, Abraham, he lived to be 175. I ain't gonna live to be that damn long. I ain't gonna live. I got a great granddaddy. He lived to be 205. You know good and damn well, I ain't gonna make it that damn far. With all these damn kids, like okay. King, I just want to let you know, thank you for what you did for my boy Joseph, okay? Thank you, because he is the only one that left the house and did something with his damn life. Like, I have grown-ass kids that have been with me, and they got kids, and some of their kids got motherfucking kids, and they all up under me. These niggas don't go do nothing for themselves. Like, bro, go. You can go be anybody in the world. God said it's our land, nigga. Don't take your ass home somewhere. But they all stay here. But I ain't gonna make it to 180, 175. Ooh, I'd be good to make it to 150, but ooh, these badass motherfuckers. But anyway, King, look, enough about me. Look, I just want to thank you. Thank you for letting us stay in this land. Thank you for sharing your food with us. And thank you for this good airway. Because damn sure need it, but when I get ready to head over to Ramesses to see all these damn kids. But before I go, I just want to bless you one time in the Lord. So he gave him a prayer and he gave him a blessing. And then Pops went on that. You know what I'm saying? So, after that, kind of goes to the part where, you know, talks about Egypt and Canaan and how the land is still in kind of that recession phase and the famine, you know what I'm saying? And they spending their bread and they get into their last little bit and they dried out. Now they all come to the king and let the king know, man, we ain't got no bread. So what we gonna do, man, is y'all just gonna let us die in front of y'all, man. I know y'all ain't just gonna let us die in front of y'all like this, man. Like we need food. Y'all still got food, right? We hurting, man. What can we do to get some food? And they're like, you sell us your livestock, you know what I'm saying? You sell us your livestock, you good, you know what I'm saying? Y'all straight. So, like, yeah. So that was like that. So it was cool with that. They sold the livestock. And then it come to the point where they ain't got no livestock now. Now this is the point where it becomes like they basically volunteering themselves for slavery, you know what I'm saying? They must have been some harsh conditions. You know what I'm saying? Because this is where, like, for real, just like on a side note, this is where she can get real hazy, fuzzy type shit. You know what I'm saying? And as a person who believes, as a man who believes in God, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, let me finish that. I'm trying to make my point after I finish out. Okay, so they come to the king now because they have no livestock, and they're saying, "So what we gonna do now, king? We got no livestock. How we gonna get food now? Well, we don't know what we got except our land and ourselves that we can offer. You know what I'm saying? So they end up offering themselves and their land, and the king took that offer and got 20% of the land and." That services, as far as like to me, this is like the services for slavery because you're just making wages to get yourself survival food to eat, you know what I'm saying? And not just wages, you're giving a part of your land as well. Like, it's a tough spot, man, for real. For Egypt and Canaan, you know what I'm saying? But they do that. You know what I'm saying? And this is where, you know, because that bondage and that tie, they say that 20% is still to this day, you know what I'm saying? Like, to the time that they wrote the Bible, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's a long time. It's like, and slavery is like, especially for the children of Israel, I think this is where it starts, you know. Thank you, Lord. Because, like, Egypt offered themselves up, but I think once the famine is over with, Egypt doesn't get as much bondage as they put on the children of Israel. It kind of starts to go straight to the children of Israel, and the stories unfold later. But like for 47, everybody's kind of like to a point to where they're willing to give up 20% of their land and work for, you know, and whatever the king needed them to work at for food. Like I say, the lines could get blurred because when you're offering yourself up, you know, if niggas' mind ain't right, you know, that's where your women and shit could get involved and your kids and all, you know. It could get weird because if anybody know how weird this world is now with some of these people, you know, old habits die hard, you know, ain't nothing new under the sun type shit, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, like after that, they talk about Jacob, okay. And Jacob called for Joseph. He wanted to talk to Joseph, okay. And he called Joseph in the room, and Joseph came in the room. And he made Joseph give him one of them, like, under the thigh promises, you know what I'm saying, where they put the hand under the thigh. And he was like, "Joseph, I need you to do me a huge, huge favor, my son." You know, I always called you the one, right? You know, I need the one more now than I ever needed them before. You hear me? I hear you, Pop. Hey, hold on, son. Hold on, let me hit this blunt. You know, it is really good weed in Egypt. Like, for real, like, this is some good shit. Okay, hold on. I don't hit the blunt as fast as I used to. You know, I'm older now. But anyway, like I said, what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, I need a favor, okay? I need you when I die. Cause it's gonna be pretty damn soon. Don't stress that. Don't stress that. But when I die, do not bury me in Egypt. You hear me? Don't bury me with my daddy no. Please, dog. If you love me, if I ever did anything for you as a father and you love me, bury me with my daddy no. I can't talk over this land. Bury me with my daddy no. Please, could you do that for me? Promise me you gonna bury me with my daddy. Daddy, I promise you I'll bury him. Oh, no, that ain't the promise. I need you to repeat after me. Hold on. Say, Daddy, I, Joseph, solemnly swear. Are you serious, that son? Do not argue with a man that I'm 130 years old. Don't make me backhand the shit out of you. I fought an angel, cuz. Do I have to go over this with y'all all the damn time? Repeat after me. I, Joseph, solemnly promise to bury Jacob, my daddy, who called him the one. To bury Jacob, my daddy, who called me the one. With my daddy now. With his daddy now. I promise. And if not, if I don't keep this promise, and if I don't keep this promise, God gonna fuck me up. Daddy. I'm just saying, okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. And that's how chapter 4 sent me. You know, end with him, make the promise that he'll take his daddy to where his, you know what I'm saying, his father's and his mother is, you know what I'm saying, and be buried though. You did. So, you know, that's chapter 47 in that shit. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Hope it encouraged y'all to read that book a little bit more. I missed a few parts, you know what I'm saying? It ain't in its totality. I missed a few parts, but that should encourage you to go read it. Yeah. But appreciate y'all. Love y'all, man. God bless y'all. Hope encourage y'all to read that book, man. Until we get it in. We're gonna do it like that, though. Chill.